This is Passport to Texas. Millions of sportfish found in Texas waters begin their lives at one of our state's five freshwater hatcheries.
We may stock fish to start fish populations in a new or renovated reservoir or water body. We may do it to supplement populations where natural reproduction isn't enough to sustain the populations. We may do it to restore populations after some catastrophe where fish populations are diminished.
Todd Engling, Chief of Inland Hatcheries for Texas Parks and Wildlife.
We also do it to enhance genetic makeup of the fish and really to provide that trophy potential.
Striped bass, hybrid striped bass, crappie, and largemouth bass are some of the species bred in hatcheries. Although these facilities are enclosed environments, it doesn't mean they're immune from the vagaries of nature, such as drought.
All industry is tied to water. So during droughts, our water supplies become diminished. And in some cases, we're limited in what we can use based on some permit or contract or an agreement with the permitted authority. So in some cases, when water levels recede in reservoirs, then the amount of water we can draw for operations is reduced.
And sometimes drastic action is necessary. We'll have details about that tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.